Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, Miles, it's basically 4 months. I'm still trying to find out why I haven't received any more build-up kits for my let's say my Mustang.
Okay, let's see here. I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
You need the account number or the
Not yet.
order number?
Not yet. But I thank you for offering. I'm just having to boot the database. After a period of inactivity, it shuts itself down for security purposes. So I'm having to boot itself back up as there was a period of inactivity. Okay, and the system is loading all the necessary resources and components that it needs in order to operate in a very secure and highly encrypted manner for your information security.
Okay.
It won't be too
You
much
there?
longer now. Yes, sir.
Okay, because I heard a lot of static.
Oh yeah, it got a little bit staticky, so I was trying to adjust the connection to eliminate that static, and I appear to have done so. And can you provide the last name associated with your order?
Last name is Bonacci,
B-O-N-A-C-C-I. And your zip code?
19607.
Thank you. And the first name?
Julius.
Thank you. And can you confirm the address associated with the order?
48T Circle, Reading, Pennsylvania, and that zip code 19607.
And finally, the email address
would be, pretty sure it's julerune at verizon.net.
Okay, thank you. And when I pulled up your account for the Eleanor buildup, the first thing that came up says, please note the next shipment has been delayed because buildup kit number 36 is out of stock.
It's been out of stock for the past 4 months.
Yeah, I apologize about that.
I mean, it's to a point. I'm 71 years old. I want to build this thing. I'm not getting any younger.
Oh, I understand that. Yes, sir. And let's see here. So we got a stock update as of February 15th, and it says, good afternoon. Let's focus the status of the enterprise. Let's see. There's no stock available for stages 32, 36, or 63. Our magazine for stages 59 to 62. Please keep in mind that stock levels change throughout the day. If your next shipment includes any of the above stages, I'm sorry to say we will not be able to dispatch until the stock is available. Currently inbound, we have the following stages, stage 36 and the magazine for stages 59 to 62. Once I have an ETA, this is from the head of customer service. Once I have an ETA on when we can expect these items to reach U.S. soil, I will update this post. I've also requested when we can expect inbound stock for the other stages. Once these stages are in the system, your shipments will resume as normal. If you are not waiting on the above stages and have not received a parcel for some time, this may be due to a free item being out of stock. We advise that there is at least a minimum of 14-day difference from port to warehouse, and once on site, the stock will be booked into our system.
Yeah, but this is going on for 4 months.
Yes, sir. Well, we're looking, it looks like we're finally going to be getting more inventory of that build-up kit number 36.
Okay, so it's just issue 36 for building step 10.
I don't know about...
My books are up to 9. I'm still waiting for book number 10.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All righty. And the update that I provided to you was actually something that was posted on the Eagle Moss customer service Facebook page. If you go to Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA Facebook page, you'll be able to be kept up to date with the most recent updates from the head of corporate customer service.
Okay, so that's on my email?
Oh, no, you would have to go to Facebook. You don't have to have an account with Facebook. You could Google Eagle Moss Customer Service USA Facebook, and then just click on the Facebook page for Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA. And then you can view the page and see the post on the page without having to sign into Facebook or have a Facebook account.
Right. I have a Facebook account. So basically, let me write this down so my wife and I can set this up.
Okay.
So it's going to Facebook.
Yes, sir. When you go to Facebook, like if you open the app on your phone, all you have to do is...
To Eagle Moss.
Yes, you just want to search for it. Just click on the little magnifying glass and then enter Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA.
Customer Service USA, is that .com?
No, that's it. Because you're just okay. Searching for the name of a Facebook page.
Okay, so I'm looking for a Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
What page am I looking for?
Just Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA.
Oh, okay, Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA.
Yes,
and that'll take me to the location I need to be.
Yes, so you just want to click on, after you search for it, you'll have some search results. You want to click on the one that says Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA, and then that'll take you to the Facebook page for the Eagle Moss Collections Customer Service USA, and that's where you'll be able to see the most recent updates posted by the head of corporate customer service.
Okay. So is there any time on the part number 36, or is it basically now, where are they coming from? Are they coming from Great Britain?
Well, I believe that the kits are actually manufactured in China. So when we get inventory replenishment, that's most likely where it's coming from. And then with that in mind, it's, we're facing the supply chain issues with having a difficult time getting shipments from those container ships that are bringing containers in on the California coast.
But basically, I think all the containers go, the ships always go to California if they're coming from China.
Yes, sir.
Now, if they're coming from Great Britain, they would probably go to New York or Florida.
Yeah, and we're relying on those container ships that are coming into port on the West Coast in California.
Okay. At first, I thought the manufacturer, or the place who was making all the kits, was in the UK. I guess they're coming out of China.
Yes, sir. I do believe that they're being manufactured in China.
Okay. Because the one car I did build was the GTR, and that came out of Japan.
Oh, very nice. Well, maybe they're coming from there. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that they're coming from that part of the world. Yes, sir.
Okay, so basically, I'm getting to a point where I don't know what to do because, I've been waiting so long, and my kits are all intact. I haven't opened them up because I wanted to wait until I got all one. Is it 120 or is it 100? Because the last one I did was 100.
Let me check on that for you. We have so many different buildups that it's hard for me to remember. how many kits are in each individual build-up. Let's see here.
Because I also did one from your competitor, DiAgostini.
Oh, okay. And so with the Eleanor, the collection is complete in 110 model kits. And after you finish your 110 kits, your collection will extend by an additional 20 kits to build a car lift for your completed Eleanor Mustang buildup.
Oh, you actually get a car lift that works?
I'm not sure about it working and being functional, but it is a car lift for your Eleanor.
Okay. I wonder if I can use it on my GTR.
Maybe.
Cause
I haven't seen the car lift.
They should be pretty much the same because the frames are pretty much identical when they do the frame structure because it's all pretty much solid because all the frames in these cars are made out of diecast.
Oh, yes, sir. So if it's about the same size, then you probably could put the GTR on that car lift.
So it'll at 110, the build will stop, like, you know, finish, and then it'll go from 110 to what, 130?
111 to 130 would be building the car lift.
Car lift. Okay, cool. I'm just hoping they don't come in. I'm just hoping there's no more delays in parts.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand that. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll give it some more time because I don't want to let it go too long because then it's collecting, the parts are collecting dust now.
Oh, I understand. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Please hold.